On our last program, I met with Dr. Susan O'Brien to obtain an update on CLL and CML. That hour whizzed by like a high-speed monorail, so I decided to take a shot at Dr. O'Brien's colleague, Dr. Michael Keating, to get his take on these two fascinating diseases. Hang on and keep your eyes on the road, listeners. It's another tsunami of good stuff, beginning with Dr. Keating's comments on CLL.
The first decision they have to make is whether the patient needs treatment or not, because they've been brought up with the tradition of watch and wait. And this was a fairly useful approach that was put in place when we didn't have very effective treatment. And patients would be observed for long periods of time, and there was no harm from the survival point of view. But now that we've gone from the point where with chlorambucil we had a 3 to 5% complete remission rate to modern therapies where 60, 70% of patients are getting complete remissions that are very long, the whole watch and wait strategy has been called into question. So that I think that the important issues that they will come up with is when the patient comes in and is diagnosed with CLL, even though it's one of the so-called good leukemias, there's no good leukemia, there's a less bad leukemia. And the patients are terrified and they really have to have their questions addressed. So the first thing is the staging of the patient and figuring out some prognostication for the patient, and that's become more complicated with the new prognostic factors that have been put in play.